Recipes. This month's recipes come from the NFB of Ohio. Sweet Potato Pie by Delsenia Brown. Delsenia Brown is a member of the Cleveland chapter. She is also active in deafblind activities. She recently completed a Braille course that the Ohio affiliate taught in conjunction with the State Rehabilitation Agency. She proudly reports that she is now reading Braille books. Ingredients: 4 to 6 yams or sweet potatoes, depending on their size, 2 eggs, 1 cup sugar, I prefer Domino and add more to taste, 1 can Eagle Brand sweetened condensed milk, 1 tablespoon vanilla extract, 1 stick butter, 1 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon or to taste, 2 deep dish pie crusts. Method: peel and cut up potatoes and cook covered in salted water until very tender. Drain and place in mixer bowl to cool a little. Before baking pies, lightly prick deep dish crusts with a fork and place in a 350-degree oven for 3 to 5 minutes. Set aside. In mixing bowl, mix cooked yams slowly. Add remaining ingredients. The order does not matter. Make sure the filling is not lumpy. When done mixing, pour mixture into deep pie crusts. Bake at 350 degrees for about 1 hour until filling is done and pie crust is brown. Lightly touch the center of the pie. It should feel firm, not wobbly, and a toothpick or knife will come out clean. Chicken Tortilla Soup by Debbie Baker. Debbie Baker is president of the NFB of Springfield. She is also a retired teacher of blind children. She has taught in every Bell Academy Ohio has conducted. Ingredients: 4 large chicken breasts or 8 chicken thighs, browned and shredded, 1 onion, 2 cans cream of chicken soup, 2 cans cream of mushroom soup, 2 cans cream of celery soup, 2 cans cheddar cheese soup, 1 15-ounce can diced tomatoes, 1 can Rotel tomatoes, 1 cup salsa, chili powder, cayenne pepper, and black pepper to taste, chicken stock to thin the soup if desired. Method: combine and cook all ingredients in a covered 6-quart soup pot or other vessel for 1 hour on high. Reduce heat to low and cook for 2 more hours. Top with one or more of the following: sour cream, pico de gallo, shredded cheddar, crunchy multicolored tortilla strips, cilantro, or parsley. Add chicken broth during cooking if you wish to thin the soup. Serve with flour or corn tortillas. Eggplant Parmesan by Jordy Stringer. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Jordy Stringer. Jordy Stringer is the executive director of the Southeastern Ohio Center for Independent Living. He is also an active Federationist. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 1 No. 2 canned tomatoes, 2 tablespoons olive oil, pinch salt, 1 large eggplant, 1/2 cup olive oil, salt and pepper to taste, 2 cups breadcrumbs, 1/2 cup grated Parmesan cheese, 1 tablespoon chopped parsley, 2 cloves garlic, minced, pinch of salt and pepper, 1/2 pound mozzarella cheese. Method: blend the tomato paste with the canned tomatoes, add 2 tablespoons olive oil and a pinch of salt and simmer in a saucepan for about 30 minutes. Peel and slice the eggplant crosswise into 1/2-inch slices. Place in a bowl and cover with hot water. Let stand for about 5 minutes. Drain and dry with paper towels. Fry eggplant in 1/2 cup of olive oil for about 3 minutes on each side or until soft and lightly browned. Sprinkle with salt and pepper to taste. Remove from pan. In a medium bowl, mix together the breadcrumbs, Parmesan cheese, parsley, garlic, salt, and pepper. Place 1 layer of eggplant slices in the bottom of a greased baking dish. Sprinkle with breadcrumb mixture. Pour some of the tomato sauce over eggplant. Alternate these 2 layers until eggplant and tomato mixture are used. Top with thinly sliced or grated mozzarella. Bake for 10 minutes in a 350-degree oven or until mozzarella turns slightly brown. Serve very hot. Makes 4 to 6 servings. Balsamic Herb Grilled Chicken Breasts by Richard Payne. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Richard Payne. Richard Payne is president of the NFB of Ohio. He lives in Dayton and is a member of the NFB of the Miami Valley. Ingredients: 4 skinless boned chicken breast halves, 1/3 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons fresh parsley, chopped, 2 tablespoons garlic, minced, 1 tablespoon dried basil, 2 teaspoons dried oregano. Method: in a bowl, whisk together oil, vinegar, parsley, garlic, basil, and oregano. Place the chicken breasts in a Ziploc plastic bag. Pour marinade over chicken. Close bag and massage to coat meat evenly. Allow to rest for 10 minutes or longer if you like. Cook on grill heated to 375 degrees. Cook turning several times till meat reaches an internal temperature of 165 degrees. Meat will feel firm to the touch when done. Serves 4. Blueberry Cream Muffins by Asia Quinones Evans. Asia is a member of the NFB of Lorain County and treasurer of the Ohio Association of Blind Students. Ingredients: 4 eggs, 2 cups white sugar, 1 cup vegetable oil, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 4 cups all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 2 cups sour cream, 2 cups blueberries. Method: preheat oven to 400 degrees. Grease 24 large muffin cups or line with paper muffin liners. In large bowl, beat eggs and gradually add sugar while beating. Continue beating while slowly pouring in oil. Stir in vanilla. In a separate bowl, stir together flour, salt, and baking soda. Stir dry ingredients into egg mixture alternatively with sour cream. Gently fold in blueberries. Scoop batter into prepared muffin cups. Bake in preheated oven for 20 minutes. Muffins are done when a toothpick inserted in center of a muffin comes out clean. Tater Tot Casserole by Eric Duffy. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Eric Duffy. Eric Duffy was a Tenbrook Fellow in the scholarship class of 2019 and is about to receive his master's degree in business administration. He also serves as the secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. He served as director of access technology at the Jernigan Institute and, for 4 years, as president of the Ohio affiliate. Here is what he says. We used this recipe in our 2019 Bell Academy. Not only did our students get to eat it, but they helped make it. They learned, they had fun, and everyone enjoyed it. Ingredients: 1 pound ground beef, pinch of salt and ground black pepper to taste, 1 10.75 ounce can condensed cream of mushroom soup, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese, 1 16 ounce package frozen tater tots. Method: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Cook and stir ground beef in a large skillet over medium heat until no longer pink and completely browned, 7 to 10 minutes. Season with salt and black pepper. Stir cream of mushroom soup into the cooked ground beef. Pour the mixture into a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Arrange tater tots evenly over the ground beef mixture. Top with cheddar cheese. Bake until tater tots are golden brown and hot, 30 to 45 minutes. 3-2-1 Cake by Barbara Scheidnagel. Barbara Scheidnagel is an at-large member of Ohio living in Massillon, Ohio. She is also a Circle of Honor member. Bell Academy volunteers may recognize this recipe from Bell activities. Ingredients: 1 box Angel Food Cake Mix, 1 box Any Flavor Cake Mix, 2 tablespoons water. Method: in a Ziploc bag, combine the two cake mixes together and mix well. To make each individual cake, take out 3 tablespoons of the cake mix combination and mix it with 2 tablespoons of water in a small microwave-safe container, like a coffee mug. Microwave on high for 1 minute, and you have your own instant individual little cake. Keep remaining cake mixture stored in the Ziploc bag and use whenever you feel like enjoying a treat. You can top each cake with a dollop of fat-free whipped topping and/or some fresh fruit. Helpful tips: this recipe is called 3-2-1 Cake because all you need to remember is 3 tablespoons mix, 2 tablespoons water, and 1 minute in the microwave. Try various flavors of cake mix like carrot, red velvet, pineapple, lemon, orange, etc. Just remember that one of the mixes has to be the Angel Food Cake. The other is your choice. The flavor possibilities are endless. Pineapple Walnut Cake by Patricia McPherson. From the editor: Pat is a member of the Greater Akron Chapter. Ingredients: 2 eggs, 2 8-ounce cans Dole crushed pineapple, undrained, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 2 cups sugar, 2 cups flour, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 cup chopped walnuts. Method: in a large bowl, combine and stir together the ingredients in order listed. Spray a 15 by 10 inch jelly roll pan with cooking spray. Spread batter evenly in pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 15 to 18 minutes. When cake is done, cool pan on wire rack. Ingredients for cream cheese icing: 8 ounces softened cream cheese, 1 stick softened butter, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/2 cup powdered sugar, 1/3 cup walnuts, chopped. Method: with mixer, beat cream cheese. Gradually add butter, vanilla, and powdered sugar. Spread on cooled cake. Sprinkle nuts over surface.